לא שירות ביטחון. דרך לגמור שמן, שמן, לגמור איזה הראש, כגם להור לגמור למוח, ולפי בד ההתרבני היה דור, ובאת לך בתנאי גרופות, מסכנה ומסכנה, שפגה זה יהיה לרבי החומר בי השם לאחור, ועד לרבי השם כגן, כוזים בי אבוי ניסי נסכי, יורך כמו עשוי לתוכן עשוי, כי כל כמו ילום, הורך כמו ילום, כי כוכן עשוי מייזי, אבל בשגי, לא יקום איז, אבל אוהדו מאפים שיקטן מקום. סודם לגמור עשה, תושב, חמיש עומד נמוכוי, ואילו את פירס ושבחתם, במקבור עוזבוס ובסבסטונישני בסיפטי ביתכי באחייס, וכסבסיפטי באחייס, מה נשמע עשרים דומה אחייס, אתם סיפרו רמיה, וכותון את פירס ושבחתם, ושבחתם וצרדמה, כי נשקוז עושה במחבקים ובוח ובאחר, ונשביחו, ועל יצם את הקסיות האלה, כי שמודים אם איזה קרם חוסן שפונים, ואיזה שבח בחוסן מחירים, יורסם בלערד ושוק לערד ושפוחר, מי לב בעבורץ, דוליון הדקרת הנגזלס, סטיל, סטיל, דעלוך אייז,
אבל שמעים במילים, דין ואיקייה, מישת
ком schwachen Wiesel, wie Mangel kommt, und man soll weiter vermütliches Abschaffen nehmen. Die Gase, um Rehung mit Posten schwachen, die Wiesel in Gase.
Thank you. Shir Nun Zayin in Baal Metzia, by the way, Shishiva continued. Gimel Sivan Eitav Shem Mem Zayin, May 31st, 1987, on Sunday, continued.
Meaning, but here. And we don't have to pay them the value, but we may clearly copy, show me some coming to appear, and give the worth of it, of these pairs, $500, then the Likea, So, so then he gives it, make beaming Shriham Kalko is made from Alikea. So then Alikea takes the oranges, he plucks out the oranges, and he keeps them. And he doesn't pay the value of it to Balchay. Beaming Shriham Kalko, show me some common loving, and he gives the value of it. Next on Balchevel here, Uchinien, but who keeps the oranges? The Balchei, being clear on the Karki, because then it's like the Karki itself, but still, since it's aiming to be harvested, so merely the Balchei cannot give it without paying the domain to the Likea, לעניין פרי סולישו, בכניסוס ובציאוסו, ביקסו בספרי גרישו, ומאי דמדין חוסון, נמצאים לסרב הבאס, אומר ולחגייסת, הובו ולתמד את האובודיה, ויצרים ולתקים ולצריך ולדיקלה, כאי גבנאו. So what it mean at all? There is a, the truth, there is a more of a precious in Xubes, that is the pairing. So the Gemara will soon see the Gemara in Shabbos. However, in the Talmud, the Alvudeh, the new kingdom is going to be the God. Anyway, so what's the machlekes between the Rif and the Balam Moya? What's the machlekes? So the machlekes between the Rif and the Balam Moya is in regard to the Alohi, that the Balchiv cannot give the parents. So the Rif Shite is that the Balchiv cannot negate the parents if the parents were already housed. But if the parents were still unharvested, then the Balchei collects the parents. If they are unharvested. So then the Balchei collects the parents. Machine King the Blamboya that even if the parents are unharvested, the Balchei cannot collect them. But there are two situations. One situation is where the parents is ready to be harvested. So if the parents are ready to be harvested, so in other words, one situation is where the parents are not as yet ready to be harvested. So then the Balchei takes the parents and doesn't even have to pay the price of the parents.
If they're not ready
to be harvested, then the sheet of the Balamoya is the Balchei takes them for nothing. He doesn't have to pay out to the Likea. The other situation is when they are ready to be harvested, but they were not harvested. So then the Balchei can still take them, but then he has to pay for it. He has to pay it for it. Now we have to understand this halacha. Why is it so? In other words, he takes the pears anyway. Whether it's not ready to be harvested, he takes, and even if it's ready to be harvested, he takes. But if it's not ready to be harvested, he takes it for nothing, he doesn't pay. But if it's ready to be harvested, he takes it, but for a price, not for nothing. Then he has to pay.
It, It was
so we have to understand.
Okay.
You see, the Baal Chayv takes the peris that are not harvested. He takes it. Whether it's ready to be harvested or not ready to be harvested, he takes it, he collects it. But there is one difference. If the peris are not ready to be harvested, they still have to grow. They still have to grow for another week or for another month. So then he takes them and doesn't pay the rikiach for it. But if the peris are ready to be harvested, are capable of being harvested, but they are not harvested, then he also takes them. But then the rikiach has his host to demand that he should pay them for it. We have to understand why. Question. The question is the fact that it's ready to be harvested, so that means that it's considered as if already harvested. If it's already harvested, so then he cannot even take that. He cannot say, suppose the rikiach re-plucked the oranges just half an hour before the Baal Chayv came. So can Baal Chayv say, plucked such beautiful oranges, $500 worth, I want them, and I'll pay. So I can say, never mind, you'll pay me. I want to keep them myself. But if it is not harvested, even though it was capable of being harvested, so then the Baal Chayv can insist that he take them. But the rikiach can demand to pay them for these oranges. But if it's not ready to be harvested, then he takes them and don't have to pay them. We have to understand what is it, what kind of our law.
Didn't we come up with a...
What is it?
Didn't we have a shita earlier that if it's not ripe, then it has a din of karka? And that it's...
All right. So, if it's... No, but we are talking if the cave situation where it's ready to be harvested, that means it is ripe. It is right. So then, it could have been ours, but it wasn't. So then the Baal Chayv has a right to take them, but he has to pay for it. But if it wasn't ready to be harvested, then he doesn't have to pay for it. So we have to understand, in the case, the case where it's not ready to be harvested, that's it for it. If it's not ready to be harvested, then the Baal Chayv takes them. It's like a sudden tell. And you don't have to pay the rikiach. But the case where it's ready to be harvested, so then the Baal Chayv takes them, he has to pay monetary. Is it considered as if it's already harvested? He shouldn't even take them. If it's considered as it's not harvested, so why does he have to pay for it? We have to understand. We have to understand what kind of our law. So it seems, I mean, that the Shita of Amoya, I mean, it makes a lot of sense, the Shita of Amoya. If it is not harvested, the Baal Chayv has a right to collect them. But if it is ready to be harvested, some melee. The rikiach has his host in view of the fact that it was the other Israel to harvest them, and then the Baal Chayv wouldn't even be able to take them. But he missed his opportunity, he neglected. So melee, because of that, so the Baal Chayv has his host, since he's still mechuba to the karke. So the melee has his host to collect the soda as it is. But since there is one portion that the rikiach could have taken it for himself if he had acted prudently, so the melee, the Baal Chayv is mechuyev to pay for it. But the Baal Chayv cannot say, but the rikiach cannot say, no, you don't take the soda with the peiris, let me harvest the peiris. No, since he has his chus to take away the soda, so he also has his chus to take away the soda as it is. without any change, because he has a shibut on the Sode, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if he has a shibut on the Sode, it gives him his chutz bia. It gives him his chutz bia on the Sode. So maybe he won't suppose it's very to be hard. But if he could stay in Huber for another month, so the Peres would even be there. You know, sometimes the Peres are ripe enough to be harvested. But if they would stay for another week, in Huber, so it would be much better. Like this, the Peres are worth $500. If it could stay unharvested for another month, so it would be worth $800. But it's ready to be harvested. Some Melee has a right to take away the Sode with the parents. Not that he has a shield on the parents. He doesn't have a shield on the parents. If he would have a shield on the parents, so then he wouldn't be able to take away the parents. If he had a shield on the parents, so then he wouldn't have to pay for the parents. But the shield he has only on the son itself. And the parents, he doesn't have a shield. Why? Because in Pasch like Chaneya, that are not in Moedim, in Potseya, Chitzulta, some male sins in Pasch like Chaneya, that are not in Moedim, in Potseya, Chitzulta, and these berries are already ready to be harvested. Even though, if they will stay in Huda for another month, they will improve, and they will be worth $300 more, but it's already ready to be harvested. So maybe it's considered kitzurim and it's not kapurim. So there is no shibut on the parents, per se. But he has a shibut on the sodom, on the Jew. So maybe that gives him a schus to take away the sodom, the tree, the way it is. So, now, 1 second, please. Suppose they will stay on the tree for another month, then at the end of the month, they will be worth not $500, but $800. So Mele, the Baal Chayim, has his host, because of the shibut he had on the tree, and the sode on the tree, to keep the sode and the tree the way it is. But he has no shibut on the oranges, because it's already in the potea. So Mele, since he doesn't have his shibut on the oranges per se, so Mele, the Likeach, can demand, you pay me for it. But the Likeach cannot demand, oh, not only you pay me for it, I want to harvest oranges, or I want he should stay on the tree for another month, and then at the end of the month, I want to pluck them, because it will be worth $800. No, so Mochif can say no. True, I don't have a shibut in on the oranges, but I have a lien on the sode and on the tree. And Mele, if these oranges would stay on the tree for another month, then they will be worth not $500, but $800. So I'll pay, now they are worth $500. So even though I don't have a shibut on the oranges themselves, but I do have a shibut, the tree is mishuvah to me. So Mele, since the tree, the sode, the tree is mishuvah to me, so I want to keep the tree so that the parents will, I'll have the benefit of the parents a month later, so it will be worth $800. And you can't tell me, no, it's not fair to you, because after all, I am ready to pay you the $500 as much as they're worth now. What else can you demand? You want to take advantage of me? I mean, I should keep the parents unharvested so that a month later you will be able to reap the benefits of the improvement from $500 worth to $800 worth. They're trying to exploit me? No, that's not fair. Because I have a shibut on the sode on the tree. So the Mele and I am Sure, I don't have any shibut on the arms themselves, but I have a shibut on the tree. Father. So mele, because of the shibut I have on the soda and the tree, I want the arms just to be kept on that tree, so that at the end of the month, I'll be able to reap the benefit of the difference between the value of the arms now and the value of the arms then. But I pay you the $500. Machinke, in the case where it's not ready to be harvested, then he has a shibut on the angels themselves, so he doesn't have to pay them. For the price of it, he just takes everything, the soda, the tree, and the angels. That's the pshat in Mormon. All right, now let's go to the Rambam. There is so much longness in Mormon. But it requires a lot of concentration in general. The Gemara and the Ramban require a lot of concentration. Alright. Okay. But in order to understand the Gemara, and I mean to understand the Mohammed, and even to understand the last two lines in the Gemara about we have to go over to the Mori. In Sukkot, that minute. That morning, Sukkot. One of the Tnoye Ksubeis Mozen Uisha Babonis. In other words, when the husband dies, so then the wife and the daughters that she had with that husband, so are entitled to be supported from the Nechosin that the husband left, from the Kakois that the husband left. Kakois, not without them. So the halacha is that Mozin or Isha Babonis, so can be collected from the Kakois that the husband left. So how would you also come to Rabbi Yitzchak? So somebody came before the case to collect for Mozin or Isha Babonis. In other words, the husband had a wrench in Pardes of palm trees. And palm trees, so beneath the palm trees, they used to place, I don't know whether it's still done today, so beneath, near the palm trees, you had machzolis, strips of wood, and when the dates of the palm tree were harvested, so they were dumped on the logs of wood that were installed on the carcass near the palm trees. That was it. This is the palm tree. So they had machzolis, strips of wood near the palm trees, and when you plucked the dates from the palm trees, where were they dropped on the machzoris, the logs of wood but the thin sticks of wood.
So they would dry there to dry out?
I don't know why. But they were dumped there. What's the difference? I don't know. How would you also come to there? He said, Omalu, hold the mitamka dalbuji. Give to the bonnets the dates, the tar and the machtolis. Now, when the dates are and the machtolis, they are already harvested. Because when you pluck the dates, then you drop them on the sticks of wood that, that were installed in the cart adjacent to the pumpkins. But it's a total. So bigger lights than the real Balchaib. Suppose the Balchaib would try to collect his chayv from the Nchosin that he's left, and would he be able to collect from the dates that were already harvested in the lifetime of the deceased? Of course not. Bitalton Yasme is loy Ishtabde. So why should you collect for the Muslim Isha Babonis from the dates that were already dumped on the Machtolis? That's Bitalton Balchiv Kaigam, the Yu Balchiv Habe Kaigam. Me Ayoy Blay. Ma, Omale, the Chazir in Budiakam. In other words, Rabbi Yisif said, no, I didn't mean that the Muslim Yishav Abonis, they are entitled to take away the dates that were already lying on the Machtolis. That's not. But the dates that are ready to be placed, to be harvested, and be dumped on the Machtolis, these dates the Muslim Yishav Abonis can collect. But the dates that were already harvested, and are already lying on the machtolis, that's not. So it's Rabbi asked him again, because save, Kolaimi, Bligzeis, Kikos, Dome, there's a machlekes between Kamea and Rabbono, Mishne, Shwes, and we pass like Kamea, that are not in Wayne, in Potseir, Kitsur, Damye. So even the dates that are still Mechuber in the palm tree, but since they are ready to be harvested, so maybe they should be considered as already harvested. And if it's to be considered as already harvested, so maybe they are mitautun, the yasus, when the shtapte, yipu, balchei, certainly, ligade, wasn't the issue of it. So the Gemara says, it's literally deep lekran. So what it means, chazil budye, but it's really different. I mean, that sounds like a paradox, a contradiction. No. So the Ramban explains it. What does it mean? And other Rishonim explain it the same way. It's really different. It means true that it's chazil budye. In other words, it's already capable of being dumped on the machtorates. In other words, you can harvest it. But if you leave them unharvested on the palm tree for another month, so the value of it will be much more. But it's all right. Like chicken harvest, you know, sometimes there is a modicum of ripeness in pears. You can harvest them. And if you are really in need of pears, you harvest them. But if you're not in need of pears, prefer to leave it in Kuga for another month, then it will be more. It's efficiently right. But, so in other words, it means Chazir Budye is substantially right. And you can harvest them, and people will enjoy eating them, but still, Tzrichali Dikle. In other words, if you wait another month,
will even be better.
Be much better. Be worth $500 more. So, in such a case, most of the Yish of Abonis, that's the Gemara. Yes, Gemara.
In Shuvis.
So this is what he says. You might have been also in the days of past, over the days of Hopin and Tampe, Dalbuye, the Kine, the Tzricher, the Dikle, Kehai Gavneu. So So he said, Kaigamnu. So in such a case, in other words, it's really declared, but it's ready to be harvested. So then the Balchayf takes them, but he has to pay them out. So according to our next pshat, there too, so the Mosin Elisha Ba'adonis, they can take the palm tree, the palm, sorry, and the palm tree with the dates on them, but they'll have to pay out, the daughters will have to pay out to the ocean, to their fathers, but the value of it. This is the sheet of the Barmoyer. So that's the Nafkimini between the Barmoyer's Pshat in the Gemara and the Ramban's Pshat in the Gemara. According to the Ramban, the Pshat in the Gemara is in the case of Tzrichon Yidikwe. It's ready to be harvested, but it will stay in the country for another month, it will improve a lot. So, according to the Ramban, so it means that he's able to collect them and he doesn't have to pay them out. According to Ramoya, you'll have to pay them out. Now, one second. All right, now.
Okay.
One second. Now just one second. Now let's see. We can't expect to go over the whole Mohammed, but a little bit of Mohammed I want to cover. They do Balchim Gidus Hashvach, the lawyers appeared. Yavo Gav, Huchlare, Shaloi Kibra Havalfes, that if it's still Mechuber, even though it's Magia Le Katoki, so then the Balchim is gave it. No, the Balchim is not gave it. Omra Kesef in Gidea Mausoch. The Komara Bees Possum Behedye Hobolo in Tamre the Al Budye. So even the Moslem Isha Mabonis are entitled to collect the Tamre the Al Budye, the Tamre that are ready to be dumped on the Machzolis beneath the palm tree. Certainly Balchim is capable of taking them. So how can the Bavoya say that the Balchim is not gave from the Peris that ultimately will be harvested? Any day my soul, the common of these person behead ye. Hobble me tamred al buye, Lakshina le yil Balchiva, when you have yoy be mal Peris, Shin Mizinis Habonis, Nigun mit Tautel, Jasme, und auch hier, Mamre, Gomme, Haie, Wommel, in Zrich und Dikkel, Gamme, Kleine, auch hier, gib mir, und Schmamre, und auch hier, gib mir, Jasme, Tee, das ist really kalte, und der Baumeier says, no, he is not gave. Was er pinnt sich in die Karke, und bin ich hinke Karke, und die Kinder auf der Bonne gewiss mir, sie bauchen, ich in jeder bauchen, und ich bin pinnt, sie hört sich nur schuss ein, kommt man, sie zirich in die Karke, sie allein die Karke, und schwach so hoch, und kie schwach so hoch. I think there is a mistake here. Here is in the base, I think it should be a cop. Und kie schwach so hoch, not und bi schwach so hoch.
Like you.
Yeah, I'm sure that there is a toise. Ukishvacho. Bim Boba Lanoe Haze Zal Lema to the Gavian Bonnie Spirit in the Nisea. Ela Shishomin Kamwe in Shobi. Bim Nasin Liboni. Ba Karka Nishvacha Peris. Natalis Haboni in the Nisea. Zain Noche. The Kosalka Taito. In other words, and Yibba Moya means. Truly, the Gemara says that the bonis, the Elisha Ba'abonis can collect them, can collect them. But how does Ba'amoya say that he can't collect them? So it means he can't collect them because even though he can collect them, but he has to pay the price of it. And there's the pshat in the Gemara. So, being born, our boy has a Zalema, who is Kabian, Bonnie's Pilis, Benesian, or Shishomin, Kamwin, Shobin, Benesian, Bonin, Beakarka, Pshvach HaPeiris, Neitleis, Habonis, Bisseen, Zeyn Noche, Die Rikos Holt weiter an die Kore, die mit Tamre da und die Mamesh, so that's not the correct Pshat anymore. Because the Hava Mine by Abaya was that Rabbi Yosef meant that the person in Shabbonis can take even the Peiris that were already harvested in the lifetime of the husband. So he can also take. So in that Hava Minute Gemara, the Chisol Vayach Mikol in Tamad Al Bidya Mamish Goma, my Shuli Ike. So what kind of a Shuli is there? So, I mean, there it means, with this Shleime in the Masron of Gemara, when the dates are still on the tree, so then we shall have to say Shuli. In other words, how much is the palm tree and the palms of it worth with the dates, and how much is it worth without the dates, and the difference is payah. But as far as the payers that are already harvested, lying and concerned, there is no shume. So there is no shume shaykh. So he says, my shume so the mayor even the mascon of Gemara, when the Gemara says, Hosali Buddha, so the mayor, the Ishabar Boris are entitled to collect them, it means also they are entitled to collect them, to take them. It also means they are entitled to take them, not that he has to pay out. That the daughters have to give their brothers the value of it. The value of it. So he says, the Akamunum, the Sri Akamika, Gavin Anu, Bain, Amunum, same, same, Kovain, it wishes his stories of Shmamna perishing between. ואוכל גבי איסון, וכן הבונת בנסיין, ומה שאומר שכך כוסר אבן היגויים זהו, אין כן, ואין לא דברי הגויים זהו, ואין לא אין באוכל שאית את מרקח, מכל שמה שיהיה שום מן הפרס, וכל שכן שכבונות לא מלקח, ויריחו מבין זה, כי לגעסינו, so the Rabbi Goyen only says that the Valchef cannot take away from the Kiyach the Peres that were already harvested. Shekvar not one of the Kiyach the Yerich on the Beisei, ki the Gassinan, or Mashmuel, Balchit, ki the Gashvach, the Lewis of Peres. So Rabbi Goyen has reference to Peres that are not Zrichon Likard. Not Zrichon Likard at all, but Peres that are still Zrichon Likard, and Zrichon Likard in the sense that Zrichon Likard is Zoy. So he mentions that in other words, in regard to Karak, the Nation is a writer from Gemara in over 100 years before, and there the Gemara has reference to Mutalkali, not to Kakwes. So Mele, the Gemara says, what kind of a writer is it? There the Gemara says, that the Gazan will care from the
Gazan.
He is entitled to the Shvach of the Mutalkali because Mutalkali is Mitzori. So the Gazan is getting Shinu, so the Mele, if the Gazan gathered the Pore, and the Pore came in Uberes, and then she gave birth to the blood, and then returns it, he doesn't have to return or to pay for the blood, because he was getting the Pore. So the Mele, the blood that the Pore gave birth to, that's his. Mashein king gathered Sode, where it's counting the Zealous, Mehecha takes it, that the Shvach, He can give. So that's the only thing that is kosher in the degree of it. Bizu kosher shadifah. So that's the only thing that he admits that is difficult in the reach. Bizu kosher shadifah. Even the force of the Jewish card. Atopi shanach pirishkin. So in other words, he is not sure that the reach applies it to Karke also. Mashe, Ishbiach Mocha, Mashe, Ishbiach Meir, he's not sure that the Rebbe applies it to carcass. But if he does, then it's questionable. But he's not sure that the beef applies it to carcass. But if he does, it's questionable. It's questionable. שרח פירש כי גם בנהגוי נזר בשער שלישי סיב המאה כך so even though that the רח mentioned in the name of Rav Haigoy that מה שהשביח מוח מה שהשביח מוח או מה שהשביח הירש has reference into Kapois but that the Rabban doesn't agree but And one thing is real, and the Ramoya. The Ramoya says that the reason is to why Rogge. The reason is to why Rogge says Mashish Piach Moch, Mashish Piach Hesh, because by countering, because she is Kenes, Mimele has no application to Sode, to Kaki, because Kaki is Eles, the Ramoya. And says it's true that Rode mentions it being Mashish Biach Moha, Mashish Biach Hor, Heresh, in respect to it out there. But it's not on the basis of Shinu Kenu, but it's on the basis of Takonas Hashem. Now, so he says, קושי בדיבר המוי הזה, שאומר בחוסום, משמישים פיימן, וזה אין כלום, בחוסום וקומת רופן, אל השבוח, ומשום תקונס השול, תקונס השול, in other words, why? Why not on the basis of Jew Kenya? The answer is, the Rosh, go to come and pay the Kaneza, explain. So the Rosh says, he doesn't mention the Rambam, but the Rosh himself is true, that this halacha, the Rosh also says, like the Balamoya, that what is deep, that the Shvach belongs to the Gazel and to the Kea, Mashim Moch, Meirish, belongs to the Kea, applies to the Talkos, it doesn't apply to Kakos, but not because by the Talkos in the Shini's game, it says, then it's not, goes on Paul in his Abra, beyond law. It's not trying to say Shinu Kenu, because the halacha is that the Shinu, the Hadre, the Chizeres, the Kriyose, is not Kenu. In other words, what kind of Shinu is Kenu if it cannot be restored, if it can never be restored to its original shape? But if it is that kind of Shinu that is only temporary, then it is restored to its original state, and shape, then that kind of machine is not king. For example, goes with Paul, the Iskino, to never become young again. So that is king in the rice. But goes with Paul, the Sabra, the Rido, is not king in the rice. Why not? Because it's a Shino that is having to produce it, it becomes more perez, pregnant, and then it gives birth, so the baby is restored to its original state, so melee flat, or let's say, gozel tse, then there was a substantial boo, that boo and the tse. So then, when churned off, so the sheep is restored to its original shape, so that is not king. Because she would have a little bit say, it's not king. Is not king. So, but Rabbi does say that Mashiach Mocha, Mashiach Hirish, that if somebody gathers porridge, bird, or gathers sheep, tail, and then there's will and tenor, and then he doesn't have to return the tenor and blood, not because she is king. This kind of machine is not Kenya, but because of Takonis Hashem. So the Rosh in Bokam in Perkadizor says, so where is the child to say Takonis Hashem? By the Talmud. because there shiur can be kibbutz. Except this kind of shiur is not kibbutz because it's hotel with the reason. But another shiur that is not hotel with the reason is kibbutz. So melee seems sometimes is kibbutz. Just this kind of shiur is not kibbutz. Hotel with the reason. So the Chachamim was the second. That he shouldn't, he doesn't have to return the plot. He doesn't have to return the wool.
Why that?
Because sometimes she is kene. Except this kind of she is not kene because it's chizeres l'kiyusei. Or when a korah becomes pregnant, gives birth. Once it gives birth, no she anymore. It's restored to its original condition. When a tene, sheep, lamb, grows a lot of wool, once it is shown off, so the shino is chizaras l'kiyusei. No, it's restored to its original shape. So only a shino that doesn't, is never
permanent,
is no shape, which is permanent. So that kind of shino is getting the right. But the shino that is chizaras l'kiyusei is not getting. So then the question arises, so why does Chove say that if it gazels it for, and the poor gives birth to the blood, he doesn't have to return the blood. If he gazels a lamb and the lamb flows wool, he doesn't have to return or to pay for the wool. So, but why? It's not because she is sick. This is because that's what he said. But since certain she knew, okay, so maybe the Chachamim on the second, that even if the shino is that kind of a shino, that is not kene because he says to use it, he still doesn't have to return it. Because of Takonis Hashem, Mashiach came by Kapoes, the Lord says, where the shino is never kene because Kaa came in Zalas, so the Chachamim were not in Sake in Takonis Hashem. So this is what the Ramban is masking in the Ramway. Because she did it in the Ramway of Zalas, she offered the Hosam Mushinu Kene, בזיין גרוב דהוסם מקום גוקיי אלע שוואך און מיש תקונס שובי די ניס הוסם מקור בזיין צולח ני שוואך שחנג די צוי די שוקיר וואס ער מוי אסייס אנ די קי איז מאסי קיינס דה דאבי ביקוז די סיוט צו דה קאר די דאבי די גאזל און דה קיא גטס פייד פאר דה הול שוואך סו הי סייז נו ני גטס און די פייד to the extent of the tzoye, that is true, that goes without saying. Shokil, Avol, Pish, Yitzhe, Bosh, Mishlei, Bosh, Anam, Mifirish, Behedye, Dam, Yim, Heirche, Dome, Kide, Yishibot, Yisod, Mechavere, Yimboch, Lachere, Yishbicho, Vahavei, Yitzum, Tassode, Kishu, Gide, Gide, Sakere, Mechos, Yishibodi, Vesashvach, Mechos, Mechirin, My love, the Amores, the Yoda, the Kaake, the Zeles, Ushmandin, of Shirik, Namikonis, there's a divorce in the Lokame, which is not as an abaye. We went over last week, the divorce. That's a cave of a dollar. Rav Meir says, that's a cave of a dollar. Turn Rabban, Hagizel Rochel, because it's poor of the old. Mishal and Isabeth with the cell and the cell. Even Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says that we cannot keep the shvach, the blood. Either it returns the blood, or it returns the wool, or if you want to keep the blood for yourself, he has to pay the value of the blood, the value of the wool. Even Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Meir Exilah is that we now only pass like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Meir. But Rav Meir says that he has to return the blood or the dummy to the mikvah. He has to return the disease or the dummy, the value of it, to the mikvah. So the more he has not by. My time to Rav Meir, boy, my time to Rav Meir, we should do so much, she may be came in. That's why, if she is not came in, that's why. Oy dilmo bi alme shinu kene bi hoche knose utkofas bi hoche knose utkofas bi alme shinu kene in the court of the Ramban so it means bi alme shinu kene bi hoche so why did but here is the shinu achizah when you say why do we have to resolve this past? The answer is, since we are on the real Shinui state, we're here on the highest state, but we should become Sashoki, we should be there. Since there is Shinui, so true, under the circumstances, this kind of Shinui is not king, but under Sashoki, we should be king, even if it's hyperbolic. But because of Knas, so he has to return the blood of
a knas because it's a gazel.
A knas and a gazel. Or a knas and a knas. We might have to meet him in a lecher, the kirchenich. The kirchenich. Alright. So if she is there, so suppose the gazel is a poor, then it's a kosher. So then he's there. He doesn't have to. So then he has to pay. He cannot return to the women and say, I wish